Well, the Suez Canal ship blockage situation, it's the perfect metaphor for the breakdown of our complex human civilization. It reminds me of a scene in Idiocracy where there was an elevated highway that went nowhere. It just, the end of the highway, just it just ended in cars driving off and falling into a pile of other cars. And yet people were still using that highway and driving off the end of the elevated highway. That scene has now become a reality, thanks to the Suez Canal ship captain. And it's indicative of the increasing idiocy in our world, but also the fragile nature of global supply lines. So this event ends the debate about how fragile our global supply lines really are. If until now, if you've been debating with somebody and you might have said, oh, the things are really fragile, there are single points of failure, the supply lines are really stretched, we're going to have more products out of stock, manufacturing is going to be shut down. They might have looked at you, you know, if they're a normie person who believes the mainstream media, they might have said, oh, you're exaggerating. There are no single points of failure. There's massive redundancy. This is a highly complex but highly advanced world. Our civilization is robust. It's not vulnerable at all. It's strong, blah, blah, blah. Well, now, guess what? Guess what? Suez Canal, one ship blocked the entire global supply chain that's running through that canal, which is hundreds of other transport ships on any given week. You know, thousands probably every month or at least every quarter, thousands of ships carrying, what, millions of cargo containers probably? A massive supply. And it's everything. It's mattresses. It's car parts. It's electronics. It's livestock and grain and raw materials and oil and liquefied natural gas and everything that runs economies. And it's all stuck now because of one ship. And it's not really just because of one ship. It's because of one captain that, again, is exemplary of the idiocy that's taking over our society. You wonder why governments don't function. It's because they're run by the same kind of idiots as this ship captain. See, before he went into the canal, he used the ship to draw a giant dick and balls on the ocean using his GPS location. It's a giant dick and balls. And then he entered the Suez Canal and proceeded to weave from side to side. Whoopee! Look, we have a 300,000-ton ship. And he's just cruising through there at very high speed, almost double the normal speed limit, just weaving from side to side because he's totally incompetent. Now, if you take your car on an icy, snowy day and you decide to have fun weaving from side to side as you're driving down a road, you should not be surprised if sooner or later your car ends up sideways in a ditch, which is exactly what happened to this ship, the Ever Given from Evergreen. The Ever Given ship rams itself into the mud of the bank. I guess it's the east bank of the Suez Canal. No one should be surprised that this happened. Now, I love it how governments and media, they always try to make excuses for the idiocy that's taking over our society. The first report said things like, oh, it was the wind. Really? It was the wind? Did the wind magically appear only after he entered the canal? Or did the captain have access to, oh, I don't know, wind data when he was drawing dick and balls on the ocean? Wasn't he paying attention to the seafaring weather reports? Because, I mean, you know, you have a multi-hundred-million-dollar vessel with hundreds of millions of dollars worth of cargo, you probably have access to wind reports, is my guess. Just my guess, because, you know, you can get that in your car on your GPS device. So they probably have that, which means he entered the Suez Canal knowing the winds were strong and they were blowing from the south. So he made that choice. Now, it turns out that the captain of a ship at sea has every right to veto any order from any corporation. So you can't say, well, the owner of the ship ordered me to just slam it, you know, pedal to the metal, just go through the canal as quickly as possible, you know, screw the wind. We're just going to ram the sucker through. The captain can always say no. The captain has every legal right to say no. In fact, the captain has a responsibility to say no when the conditions are unsafe for the vessel and the crew and other vessels nearby and so on. And astonishingly, this ship captain decided, we don't need tugboats. We don't need tugs. Hell, we got a rudder on the back of this 300,000-ton vessel. We'll just use that rudder. We'll just go full speed, and we'll just bounce off the walls all the way through this thing. Turns out that it doesn't bounce very well off mud. In fact, the stern gets wedged into it, and things go south from there. Well, things go north in this case. Things go bad. That's what happened. And so the captain could have said, I'm going to use tugs. The captain could have said, you know what, I'm going to wait out here and draw some more dick and balls while we're waiting for the wind to die down, perhaps, because it was so much fun the first time. Let's just have sets of ocean art out here. But instead, he wanted to ram it through, and now the whole world is waiting. Literally, the entire world is waiting on goods. You know, more so Europe and Asia than North America, but still, the whole world has been set behind by this. Freight rates are up globally because of this one guy. Now, the real point in all of this is that this is going to continue to happen more and more and more. Remember the Texas rolling blackouts just, what, a month ago now? Same kind of incompetency, where we later learned that the entire Texas power grid was seconds or minutes away from catastrophic failure that would have taken months to get back online. Months. Imagine no power in Texas for the entire spring and maybe part of the summer. That's what we're talking about. The economic devastation of Texas. We were seconds or minutes away from that. Why? Because of the total incompetence of the people running things in the world today. It's just like the ship captain, except these people are captains of the power grid, and they, you know, they decided they just want to have wind power and green power and solar power, and then none of that worked when there was freezing rain and snow. The wind turbines can't rotate when they're frozen, it turns out, and the solar panels don't get sunlight when they're covered with snow. The whole thing was a giant cluster, a snafu, we'll say. And there's more of this coming. The entire swamp in D.C., the federal government, completely incompetent. The central bankers, completely incompetent. And believe me, the massive money printing machine that's going on right now under Biden, but also took place under Trump, that's printing trillions of dollars, this is like a global ever-given cargo ship speeding its way through a financial canal, weaving from side to side, and yes, it's going to veer off course and wedge itself into the banks, in this case, the actual monetary banks instead of the banks of the canal, and it's going to crater the entire global financial system. That is coming. It's going to be like the Suez Canal situation times a million, where instead of not being able to transport cargo, oh, you won't be able to engage in financial transactions of any kind. Yeah, how about that for shutting down the world economy? That's what it's going to be like. And there's no way to make it unstuck at that point, because you can't just bring in a giant excavator and dredge out the mud when it's a global banking collapse, a debt bomb explosion, which is exactly what's coming. So in a sense, you could say that we're all kind of trapped as prisoners on a giant ship, another ever given, that is steaming like mad toward another kind of titanic moment. It's going to get wedged. It's going to shut down. It's going to crater. Global international trade is going to stop. This is where we're all headed. And there's nothing we can do because we're prisoners on the ship. You know, people are trying to bash in the door to the captain's quarters, like, captain, you know, don't drive the ship into the banks and destroy everything. And the captain's like, I'm taking orders from globalists, you know, sit down and shut up and we're going to censor you too. the captain is working for the globalists who are deliberately trying to destroy human civilization. They don't want anything left of the civilization that you and I know right now. They want to tear it down. It all started with COVID and then the lockdowns and now the vaccine weapons and now the coming debt bombs and then the race wars that are being invoked by the media, the weaponization of government against white people, you know, massive censorship of Christians and so on. These are all deliberate assaults on humanity. 5G, terraforming, chemtrails, fluoride, pesticides, on and on. Plastics and hormone disruptors in the food supply. These are all weapon systems against humanity. So not only are they trying to kill us, but then they, the globalists, are entirely incompetent. They have no ability to keep anything running, even if they wanted to, but they don't want to. They want to destroy things, so their incompetence only adds to the destruction qualities. I mean, how hard is it to destroy things if you're just totally incompetent? Not difficult at all. They probably don't even have to give people orders. Just hire the dumbest people they can find and say, here, run the banking system, knowing they're going to tear it down. That's exactly what's happening. So folks, the only way to survive this is to get off the ship. Get off the boat. How do you do that? Well, in the financial world, you stop using dollars as much as you can. You trade dollars for things that will outlast the collapse of the dollars. You know, we talk about gold and silver. We talk about land and all these assets that are real that won't just go down with the ship when there's the next, you know, critical event, which is coming soon. But it's more than just dollars, because when the transactional infrastructure craters, power companies won't be able to buy and sell power. There will be no power grid, at least for some period of time. There will be no functioning businesses. There will be no functioning banks. You won't be able to run your business. You won't be able to get a payroll check that you can cash that actually is cashable income. There won't be any functioning for some period of time. And we don't know if that's, you know, 10 months or 10 years. But a collapse is planned. A collapse is coming. And when we see these things like the Suez Canal crisis, we know. I mean, it's just another sign underscoring exactly what I've been predicting, which is that the incompetent are in charge. And also the deliberate, you know, malicious actors who want to destroy things. And they are running this world economy into the ground, just like the ship in the canal. And once it's stuck, it's going to be so much worse than anything we've experienced so far. If you thought the lockdowns of 2020 were bad, oh, wait till you see what's coming next. I mean, imagine that giant ship in the Suez Canal cracking in half and dumping 20,000 containers into the canal. How many months would it take to lift all those containers out and allow other ships to pass? Oh, I don't know. Many months. Might take a year. I don't know. How do you dredge 20,000 containers out of the mud in the bottom of a canal? I'm not sure how that's done. I don't know if there are enough ships in the world to do that on any kind of a time schedule that you might want. I mean, it's bad. And that might be where this is going. At least that's a metaphor for where things are going on a global debt bomb basis. It's going to freeze up the whole system. So just watch. Watch as everything proceeds. You know, when you see the United States military being turned into a progressive LGBT parade of bisexuals and transgenders and pregnant women wearing flight suits, you know, the clown show is fully on. And things are going to collapse. It's going to get very, very bad. So that's the truth about all of this. And I want to thank you for listening. And thank you for being informed and sharing this information. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. You can also catch my podcast each day at brighteon.com. But be ready, be safe, because this is going to get way worse than anything we've seen so far.